a lot of Yankee fans still are mad at the team. Again, I was listening to Keith. I called. I was like, yeah, you know what? They're right. It was a rough loss last night. That's what it felt like. My geez. I thought the Yankees won. I guess I missed it. Clay Holmes pitched, so we got to hate them again. Always a reason to hate the Yankees. Every night there's a reason. Every night there's a reason. Don't you worry about it. If you came for the hate, you'll find something. You will find something. And the Yankees do come from behind twice to win a game last night. And the offense is still struggling, and Judge is still struggling. Really, Gleyber Torres is the only one swinging the bat pretty well. And I know we didn't like the lineup. You could yell about that. Jason Dominguez not in the lineup, which that one I don't understand. Wells, I think any fear that anybody has about Wells not playing a lot, I think that's gone. I don't think this is a platoon. I don't think you're going to see a lot of Trevino. You've seen a lot of Wells. He's a catcher. He's going to get days off. He did just bang up his hand. I know he hit a home run the other night. He played the day after. He's going to get the occasional day off. That's just the nature of the business with a catcher. Not playing Dominguez, when you said you were going to play him a lot, I get it. You know, he's not really that great a right-handed hitter, and it's a pitcher, even though he's left-handed, who has reverse splits and kind of gets out right-handed hitters better than he gets out left-handed hitters in Reagan. So I didn't love it, but it is what it is. But the offense struggling, but that moment, I mean, we had two dramatic home runs last night, or yesterday. Obviously, the Lindor one. And I opened with it. I think the Met win is a bigger win. I still think the Met win because they don't have a cushion. They don't have a net. As much as I think the Yankees absolutely need to win the division and will be pissed if they don't, they're securely in the postseason. The season does not end at the end of the month. The Mets do not have a safety net. The Mets have got to figure out a way to win this third wild card. These games are enormous. That home run is a huge home run. That win for the Mets, as much as I think it's an important win for the Yankees, that win for the Mets is a huge win. They're about to embark on a very difficult end of the schedule. They're chasing the Braves. There is no safety net. They have to do this. I think the Yankees need to win the division. If they don't, there's still a path to win the championship. It doesn't end with them not winning the division. But we had two dramatic home runs to see, because we're all... If you're a Yankee fan, you're watching that game last night. Your head is in your hand with Soto on the ground. And Soto's had a couple of these moments throughout the year. His hand's been bothering him. We've seen swing and misses where he suddenly acts like his hand's going to fall off. He did go on the IL for a bit earlier in the year. Or he missed some time early in the year, a couple of days off. He didn't go on the IL. Missed a couple of days for the Dodgers series and everything earlier in the year. He's had this moment where he's kind of struggling through some injuries, but he fouls one off his foot. He's laying on the ground in pain, and you just have the season's over if he's hurt. Let's be fair, I might be a Yankee shill. We all get it. The season's over. I'll find ways to tell you they could still win, but without Soto or Judge, they're in big-time trouble. And for him to come back and hit that bomb of a home run to give them the lead was just... a huge home run. The Yankees desperately needed it. The offense has been, even though they won 2 out of 3 in Chicago, hardly did anything offensively. In this series, they scored the 10 runs in the first two games, and then got and got completely shut down these next two games. But for this team to rally back, come from behind, and I know Clay Holmes blew the lead. Everyone's going to yell about Clay Holmes. I'm sorry. Do you think this bullpen, and I was wrong about keeping him in the closer. I can admit when I was wrong. Weaver's been great. Moving him from the closer was absolutely necessary. I don't see a way for him to get back into the closer role, even though I thought when it first moved out, I thought there was a way for him to get back into the closer role. Weaver's been great. And they're going to tell us it's bullpen by committee and they're going to have lanes. Weaver's the closer right now, and rightfully so. But do you think this bullpen is good enough to completely eliminate Clay Holmes? Like, do you have enough faith to get through a playoff series, to get through to win this division the rest of the way, never pitching Clay Holmes in any big-time situations? It's the 7th inning in a one-run game. All I heard was, I don't care where you pitch him. Pitch him in the 7th. Pitch him in the 8th. He can't pitch the 9th. Then he goes out there for one game in the 7th inning, and we lose our crap. What, should they give up on Clay Holmes? You trust Canely? Cousins and Weaver enough, those three guys, and we'll see if Hamilton, who just came back, that's it. They're going to make it the rest of the way. They're going to make it through the division. They're going to beat the Orioles and win the division, and then they're going to get through the postseason pitching three guys in big-time moments. Three. They need Clay Holmes. Clay Holmes came in, he gave up a seeing eye ground ball single and then a hard hit line drive, and then got the next three guys out. It was a sacrifice fly. He gave up a run, no doubt. Not good enough. I'm not praising Clay Holmes by any stretch. It was another poor outing, but they can't just never throw him. He's a sinker ball pitcher who needs some, if he's going to pitch well, he needs to throw every once in a while. You can't just banish Clay Holmes. If they had enough guys, I would be open to it. The New York Yankees and this pitcher, you saw Luis Gil give you five innings, right? Nestor Cortez can't get through the third time. Carlos Rodon strikes out a lot of guys, throws a lot of pitches. Who knows how deep into games he's going to go. You got the ace who right now in Cole, who you trust but hasn't pitched that much this year, and I don't know if he's going to be the kind of guy who can go in the seventh, eighth, ninth inning as much as I would have had confidence in him doing so last year. They're going to need their relievers. Clay Holmes has been one of their better relievers since he's been brought here. I know he lost the closer role, rightfully so. And I know he's struggling. I understand. He didn't implode. He didn't walk the ballpark. It wasn't he didn't know where it was going. He gave up two singles, a fly ball, a sacrifice fly, and a strikeout. Like, you're going to get, you might have to give up a run. They scored two runs in this game. That's still a game you're supposed to win. 2-2 going into the eighth, going into the ninth. You cannot just abandon Clay Holmes. They don't have a good enough bullpen to just abandon Clay Holmes. In the seventh inning in a one-run game, you're going to have to trust Clay Holmes at some point on some level, someday, some when, somehow. They don't have enough out there to just move on from Clay Holmes and never pitch him. If Leiter was pitching up to what they hoped he would be, maybe they could. They have three guys we trust, right? Who's in the circle of trust? It's Weaver, it's Canely, it's Cousins. You think they're going to win the World Series trusting three pitchers? You gotta still throw Clay Holmes out there. You just have to. He lost his closer role, but you got to pitch him sometimes. It's about having the best. It's also about building the best roster moving forward. It's about having the best team in the postseason. They need Clay Holmes to be somewhat serviceable. They're not going to get through this bullpen without him.